the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey is nearly alone in having legal cannabis without any at-home cultivation. Monmouth County Senator Vin Gopal says more than 2 years have passed since the state's first recreational marijuana sales.
The arguments of not doing home grow take nothing away from the for-profit market. I have not talked to anybody who's in the for-profit market that believes that.
Gopal is a primary sponsor of at least two current home grow measures. One focused solely on medical cannabis has bipartisan co-sponsors. The man accused of staking out Donald Trump for 12 hours on his golf course in Florida has formally been charged with attempted assassination. Federal prosecutors revealed this week that Ryan Wesley Routh had written a letter saying he intended to kill the former president. Routh has been held since his arrest near Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate shortly after a Secret Service agent noticed the barrel of a rifle in the shrubbery. A Passaic County woman is charged with stabbing her four-year-old niece.
Mabel Campuchano was arrested Monday in connection with the stabbing of a girl in Patterson last month. She's charged with attempted murder, child endangerment, and weapons offenses. The Passaic County prosecutor says the 27-year-old Campuchano attacked the four-year-old girl at the family's Patterson home on August 23rd. The child was hospitalized for multiple stab wounds, but authorities later said she survived. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal attorney, injury attorneys in the Garden State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. Another New Jersey school is closing due to a loss in state aid. Cozy Lake Elementary in Jefferson Township, Morris County, will close at the end of this school year. District officials say it's the only way to make up for a $3 million loss in state aid. Districts around the state that have lost massive amounts of state aid under Governor Murphy's funding formula have had to make drastic cuts and close schools to deal with the budget impacts. And while New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, new challenges are testing our education system. As we said, schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions, educators competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms, districts losing millions in state funding. Well, we brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on these challenges. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's Greatest Educational Challenges. It's tomorrow night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Another shot at showers through tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. Complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Rain chances are plugged into the forecast for each of the next 4 days. But don't get too excited. It's really just sporadic showers, generally on the light side. Fingers crossed that we pick up a quarter inch of rain over the course of this week, literally quadrupling our September total rainfall across much of New Jersey. So scattered light rain is likely through this afternoon, especially to the north and west. It'll stay cloudy and fairly cool today, highs 65 to 70. A lingering chance of showers tonight as temperatures slowly rise. We'll see lows in the mid-60s, and then tomorrow's highs 75 to 80. Humid and warm with mostly cloudy skies. An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible at any time tomorrow. Friday, we feel some effects on the outer edge of Helene with lots of clouds and showers possible in South Jersey. Highs Friday, lower 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
We've got 64 degrees in Orange, 65 in Hillsborough, Toms River 67. Weather brought to you by Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington. It's easier than ever to own the 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan with invoice pricing plus 0% financing now through September 30th at Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.